We're living in perilous times, and there's a lot going on around us in this world and a lot of in this country that are negative, and we see things. We see the religious and the Christian people are becoming more and more held down and told to shut up and even persecuted. We've heard, I'm sure you know about the lady that went to jail, and that's going to be a common thing. There's, I believe, the very same folks that stood there in that courthouse are going to show up on our church's doorsteps eventually and demand similar things. So it's just a matter of time. So tonight, sort of tongue-in-cheek, I guess you might say, I'm going to preach on the subject, 10 Easy Ways to Avoid the Coming Persecution. 10 easy ways to avoid the coming persecution. If you have your Bible, I hope you do, John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And verse 18. John chapter 15, verse 18. Jesus speaking says, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." So tonight, I want to give you 10 easy ways to avoid the coming persecution. And I do believe there is a, if the Lord doesn't return, and if we live long enough, I believe we're going to be persecuted as Christians here in this country. A lot of times people will, again, in my sarcastic manner, people will say things or they'll write things on Facebook about all the things that's going on in this country, and I'll underneath of it, I'll write, "Cue up Lee Greenwood." In other words, Lee Greenwood sung the song, "I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free." I'm being sarcastic. We're not free anymore. A lot of our freedoms have been taken away from us and are being taken away from us. As I stand here tonight, I want to give you 10 easy ways to avoid the coming persecution. And if you'll follow these 10 guidelines, I believe the likelihood of you facing persecution will be very slim. And I'd almost go as far to say that if you'll follow my plan completely, while others are suffering, you'll be safe. As this 10-step plan could have even saved your life. So if you want to avoid the coming persecution here in the United States of America, pay close attention. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I'm going to have to kind of read this. I hope you can deal with that. I probably won't venture far off my notes tonight. Number one, 10 ways to avoid the coming persecution. Number one, go to church, but don't be too faithful. Go to church, but don't be too faithful. If you want to avoid the coming persecution, it's okay to go to church, but don't be too faithful, because people, if you're too faithful, will pick up that you might be a radical. People will look at you and think you're a little bit too religious. I know the Bible says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." But if you're not too faithful, that will help show others that you're religious, but not too religious. That'll be a help to you during the persecution. So be hit and miss, if you can, in your church attendance. Number two, avoid people who have strong biblical convictions. If you want to avoid the coming persecution, avoid people who have strong biblical convictions. Steer clear of other Christians who place the Bible above everything else as the rule in their lives. Steer clear of those people. Those people will cause you trouble later down the road. I know that the Apostle Paul told Timothy that persecutions and afflictions which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But you know what? In hindsight, Paul, if he would have toned it down a little, he would have had a longer ministry, and he probably could have helped more people and avoided a lot of trouble if he would have just toned down what he was doing there just a little bit. His ministry was cut short because of his radical views, and who knows how many more people he could have influenced if he would have just trimmed in or trimmed the message or gave in here a little in different places. So nobody likes a religious fanatic. Nobody likes a religious fanatic. And remember, radicals always draw attention to themselves. So if you want to avoid religious persecution, avoid people that have strong religious convictions. They'll be the first ones to get persecuted. Besides, you start hanging around with people with strong religious convictions, you could lose your job or lose your position in society, or people in the community look down on you. And to avoid persecution, you need to associate with people that are more moderate. You need to find people that are more moderate, people kind of middle of the road, you know. So another way to avoid persecution is to try to fit in. Try to fit in with the world. Try to talk and act like the world around you. Every once in a while, even if it's not your particular way of talking, every once in a while, use a little off-collar language with those you work with or those you go to school with. Show them you're just a regular fella. Show them you're just like all the rest of them. That will help you to fit in. And tell a smutty joke every once in a while. Or when somebody tells a dirty joke, laugh at it. Laugh like the rest of them. If you want to avoid persecution, I'm telling you how to do it. I'm trying to help you avoid the coming persecution. This will convince your friends and family and coworkers, hey, he's just a regular guy or gal like we are. And when they come to persecute people, you'll have an ace in the hole. So watch the same movies, read the same books, talk the same way, listen to the same music. You don't want people around you to think you're a holy Joe. That's what they used to call people, a holy Joe. You don't want people to think that about you. Now, I know the Bible says in Philippians 2:15 that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world. But think about this. How much light can you be sitting in a jail cell? How much light can you be sitting in a jail cell? You need to steer clear of these topics that cause people to get upset. The old saying, I don't talk about religion or politics. Make that your motto. I don't talk about those things. That makes people uncomfortable, and we don't want to make people uncomfortable. Not if you want to avoid persecution later. So remember, the Bible says a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there's no sense taking a dog by the ears. So that if you want to avoid persecution, the coming persecution, try to fit in. Look like the rest of the world every chance you get. Then number four, do not judge others. Do not judge others. Remember Jesus said, this is a good verse now, all people use it. Judge not that you be not judged. Judge not that you be not judged. Who are we to say if something's right or wrong? Who am I to judge somebody? We ought to know better than to throw stones at other people. I know the Bible says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. But you know, that was a different time. We don't live in a... This is 2015. That was Bible days. And we're in a Christian nation, right? If you reprove other people, you know what will happen? They'll just end up hating you. In other words, if you tell people they're doing wrong, they'll just end up hating you. And how can you win people that hate you? Look what it got John the Baptist. I'm just trying to tell you, even if the Bible says something's wrong, it's best to keep it to yourself if you want to avoid the persecution that's coming. Number five, avoid those who have strong beliefs about right and wrong. Avoid those who have strong beliefs about right and wrong. There's no sense being dogmatic. Those who will not compromise today are going to have a rough way to go. If you want to avoid the coming persecution, you better be flexible. Avoid people who are always quoting the Bible to support their views. Everyone knows there's a lot of gray areas out there. And I know the Bible says, prove all things and hold fast that which is good, and that we should stand fast and hold the traditions that we've been taught, whether by word or by epistle. But if you want to avoid persecution, you're going to have to stay away from narrow-minded people. You don't want to be known as a Bible thumper. Nobody likes a Bible thumper. If you, listen, you hang around with people like that, and when they start the persecution, you're going to be rounded up with them. You lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. People with strong convictions about right and wrong, they give Christianity a bad name, don't they? So you want to avoid that. And number six, you want to go with the flow. If you want to avoid the coming persecution, you need to go with the flow. Times have changed. Times have changed. You know, I'm not a Puritan. We don't want people calling us Puritans. This modern science and psychology has, for the most part, proved the Bible to be outdated. So if you want to avoid the persecution, go with the flow. We need to learn to be tolerant. Nobody's perfect. I know Jesus said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. But who are we to say what's righteous and what's not? Think about this. What's right for me may not be right for you. So if you want to avoid the coming persecution, then I would suggest that you go with the flow. Number seven, don't worry about holiness. Don't worry about holiness. I would avoid churches and people that say we need to be holy. If I was going to try to avoid this coming persecution, I would avoid churches and people that believe like that. These people are usually legalists. They're legalists. And we're saved by grace, not by works. And sure, the Bible says that Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. But that just means giving to the poor and stuff like that. That doesn't mean being holy. By the way, a lot of people, they're just too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. That's a problem with a lot of people anyway. So don't worry about holiness. You know, you can go overboard on anything. I wouldn't worry about it. So don't worry about holiness. That's another way of avoiding the coming persecution. And number eight, I say enjoy the best of both worlds. Enjoy the best of both worlds. In other words, be one way at work and at home, and then be another way here at church. Act like one person at the workplace and then act like another person here at church. I know that Jesus told the hypocrites that they outwardly appeared righteous unto men, but within they were full of hypocrisy and iniquity. But I say, if you're going to avoid this persecution, why box yourself into a corner? Even the Apostle Paul said, I please all men in all things. So, you know the world hates a stick in the mud. The world hates an old fuddy-duddy religious stick in the mud. If you want to avoid the coming persecution, I say enjoy the best of both worlds. I mean, run with the hares and hunt with the hounds. Besides, what you do in your private life is nobody's business, including the preachers. And then number nine, don't be fanatical. Don't be fanatical. This may be the main topic or the main key to avoiding the coming persecution is don't be fanatical. Remember, everything in moderation. I know Jesus said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. But you need to understand that's just for super Christians. I mean, that's for preachers and missionaries and stuff. I wouldn't worry about that too much if I was you. You can be a Christian without being a fanatic. You can be a Christian without being... It's when people become passionate about religion, that's when the trouble starts. That's when the trouble starts. It's okay to be a sports fanatic. It's okay to be a car fanatic or a Harley Davidson fanatic or a baseball fanatic or a gun fanatic. You can be a fanatic about your job and your house and your yard, but nobody minds that. But if you want to avoid the coming persecution, never be a fanatic about God and the Bible. Never be a fanatic about that. You can be passionate in this. The world doesn't mind passion. That's not. But you need to be careful. You can be passionate about saving the whales. You can be passionate about saving the owls. You can be passionate about saving the circus animals. You can climb up in a tree and not come down. You can get in a cage and take your clothes off and sit in a corner downtown and act like a lion. And nobody minds that. That's fine. That's passion like that's fine. I understand that. You can chain yourself to a piece of mining equipment and not be cut loose. I understand. You can be passionate that way, but don't be passionate about religion, because I'm telling you, if you're a fanatic, that's who they're going to come after. You know, it's okay to be passionate, but why make yourself a target? Why make yourself a target? Everybody knows that religious fanatics are kooks. So don't do that if you want to avoid this coming persecution. Then number 10, find a church and a pastor that doesn't rock the boat. Find a church and a pastor that doesn't rock the boat. In other words, find a church where the pastor doesn't preach against sin. It's the churches where the pastor actually says something against sin. That's the ones they're going to target first. So if you want to avoid the coming persecution, find a church where the pastor doesn't rock the boat, and the larger the better. Let me say this. Important people in the community often go to the larger churches, and it never hurts to know some important people. So try to go to the churches where they don't say much. And if persecution does happen to break out, if you're in that church and there's some important people, they can help you. Besides, if you miss in a large church, nobody noticed. So again, if you decide, well, I'm not going to church today, probably won't be missed. There's so many people there, they won't miss you. So you can blend in a large church. Nobody stands out. And you need to find a church. If you want to avoid the coming persecution, you need to find a church that does a lot of fun stuff. A lot of fun stuff. And after all, isn't that what church is about anyway? I mean, this is 2015. Who wants to sit and listen to some stuffy old preacher teach and preach from the Word of God? I mean, let's face it. I got a Bible. You got a Bible. You can read them at home. Also, I think you should try to, if you want to avoid the coming persecution, I think you ought to try to find a church where the preacher never mentions sin. You know, that there's nothing makes people more upset than that. Go to a church where the preacher, maybe he might mention sin, but he never names what it is specifically. He just says things like, you shouldn't sin. Well, that's good enough. That's the kind of church you need to be at if you want to avoid the coming persecution. It's best to speak in general terms. And if you go to a church that's known for taking a strong stand against sin and worldliness, you know you could just end up being guilty by association. So I've given you tonight 10 easy ways to avoid the coming persecution. I'm going to go over them again. Go to church, but don't be too faithful. Avoid people who have strong biblical convictions. Try to fit in, talk, and act like the world around you. Do not judge others. Avoid people who have strong religious strong beliefs about right and wrong. Try to go with the flow. Don't worry about holiness. Enjoy the best of both worlds. Don't be fanatical. And try to find a church where the pastor doesn't rock the boat. 10 easy ways. Now, in closing, I want you to turn to Mark chapter 8, and we're going to read a portion of Scripture. If you do what I say here, I believe you can avoid persecution down the road. I believe that. But I want to remind you something in closing. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, verse 34, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." Verse 36, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." I want to remind you tonight, you can avoid this, what's coming down the road. But I think you'd be better off if you take up your cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I never thought we'd see this day that we're heading into. I really didn't, and you probably didn't either. But we've come to a crossroads, I believe, where Christians are going to have to take stand. Christians are going to have to stand up for what's right, and it's going to cost us something, I believe. Tonight I'm not trying to be funny, I'm not trying to be cute, I'm trying to get you to think. I want your heart to be ready to follow the Lord, no matter what comes down the road.